Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sexual Wellness for Women podcast, your trusted resource for sexual wellness during menopause and the different stages of life. I'm your host, Allie. I'm a board-certified sexologist, professional sex coach, and certified integrative wellness coach. As I pursue my PhD in mind-body medicine, I'm dedicated to providing you with the knowledge, tools, support you need to navigate the complexities of sexual wellness. I combine scientific knowledge with a compassionate and holistic approach. I believe in the power of the mind-body connection and the transformative potential of embracing our unique sexual selves. Whether you're in menopause, perimenopause, or simply seeking guidance on sexual wellness, this is the podcast for you. It's time to prioritize your sexual well-being and embrace the vibrant, confident, and fulfilled woman that you are. Today is Friday, March 8th, 2024. I want to thank you for tuning in and giving me a listen to. If you'd like to find out more about me or sign up for sex coaching or maybe a sexologist appointment, please visit thepassionzone.com. And don't forget, if you like this episode, please give it a 5-star rating, review, and share it with 3 friends. We are on season 3. This is episode number 2. And while you're at the Passion Zone, make sure you check out our Desire and Passion Flower Essence Combos. They are holistic goodness working on your sexual wellness from the outside in. And flower essences do not interfere with any medication you may be taking. This weekend's wellness tip is pelvic floor exercises. Kegel exercises help strengthen the pelvic floor muscles, enhancing sensation and orgasmic response. They can also assist with urinary incontinence. Now, let's go to our topic of the week, which is hormonal changes and sexual desire. Oh, those hormones. And their profound impact on women's sexual desire through our different stages of life. With a focus on peer-reviewed research, I look at how specific hormones orchestrate the symphony of sexual desire from the menstrual cycle to menopause. Our sexual desire is influenced by a delicate balance of hormones, including estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and others. Estrogen, known for its role in regulating the menstrual cycle and maintaining sexual health, increases libido and vaginal lubrication. Progesterone, on the other hand, has a counteractive effect on sexual desire. Testosterone, though typically considered a male hormone, also plays a crucial role in the female libido. The menstrual cycle showcases a dynamic interplay between estrogen, proestrogen, and testosterone. During the follicular phase, leading up to ovulation, estrogen levels rise, enhancing sexual desire. Ovulation marks the peak of estrogen and the surge in testosterone, further boosting libido. Following ovulation, during the luteal phase, progesterone levels increase, which may decrease sexual interest for some women. Then we have pregnancy. Brings us about a surge in human chloritic something, otherwise known as HCG. Estrogen and progesterone. These hormonal increases can lead to fluctuations in sexual desire, with some women experiencing heightened libido, especially during the second trimester, when HCG levels start to stabilize and estrogen and progesterone continue to rise. Then we head into postpartum. Estrogen and progesterone levels plummet in the days following delivery, contributing to the emotional and physical changes many new mothers experience. Prolactin levels rise to stimulate milk production, and oxycodones increase fosters mother-infant bonding, but can also influence postpartum mood and sexual desire. These hormone adjustments can impact a woman's libido, with many experiencing a decrease in sexual desire during the initial postpartum months. And additionally, a review by O'Hara and Swain highlighted the association between these hormonal shifts and postpartum mood disorders, which can further affect a woman's sexual health and desire. And let me add something here that's not peer-reviewed, but something I've noticed. When women are breastfeeding, it's almost like your hormones are in your breasts and away from your loins. And your sexual desire decreases because of the breastfeeding. That's important to breastfeed, don't get me wrong, But that's where your hormones are working right now in your breasts. And then after you stop breastfeeding, it can be anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks to 4 to 6 months. It all depends on your age and your hormones, when they bounce back to normal. And then once we get back to normal, then we head into menopause. The transition into menopause is marked by a decline in estrogen and progesterone production by the ovaries, leading to decreased libido, vaginal dryness like the Sahara Desert, and discomfort during sex for most women. However, the role of testosterone in menopausal and postmenopausal women's sexual function remains significant, with some studies suggesting that a decrease in testosterone levels can also contribute to reduced sexual desire. And on that note, before I go any further, I am reading a book called The Hormone of Desire: The Truth About Sexuality, Menopause, and Testosterone by Susan Rako, Rako, MD. And this has been very illuminating, this book about testosterone and us. I say us because I'm postmenopausal. But yeah, I find it very interesting. Okay, so adapting to these hormonal changes involves understanding the roles of estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone in sexual desire. For menopausal symptoms, you can do hormone replacement therapy. It can help balance the estrogen and progesterone levels, potentially improving libido and sexual comfort. However, the decision to use HRT, hormone replacement therapy, should be made with careful consideration in a consultation with your doctor. In adapting to hormonal changes, particularly during menopause, we also have bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, BHRT. It has gained attention for its potential to closely mimic the body's natural hormones. Bioidentical hormones can offer relief from menopausal symptoms such as hot flashes, night sweats, vaginal dryness, and changes in the mood. These hormones are designed to match the molecular structure of human hormones exactly, which some believe may result in a more natural and tolerable form of therapy. However, it is crucial to consult your doctor, healthcare provider, for personalized advice, as BHRT may not be suitable for everyone and requires careful monitoring to ensure safety and effectiveness. Now, I want you to notice in the bioidentical hormones, very popular nowadays, but it does not help you with sexual desire. Your libido is still kind of in the basement. All right, so moving on to holistic methods. So, in addition to bioidentical hormones, integrating holistic methods into our lives can play a significant role in managing hormonal changes. Holistic methods focus on treating the whole person, emphasizing the connection between mind, body, and spirit. These can include our diet and nutrition. Eating a balanced diet rich in plant estrogens found in foods like soy, flaxseed, and sesame seeds may help balance hormones naturally. Omega-3 fatty acids found in fish and flaxseeds, so if you notice, flaxseeds have been mentioned twice, are also beneficial for hormonal health. Exercise. Regular physical activity can help manage symptoms associated with hormonal fluctuations such as mood swings, weight gain, and sleep disturbances. Exercises releases endorphins, natural mood lifters, which also can enhance overall well-being. Stress reduction techniques. Practices such as yoga, meditation, and deep breathing exercises can reduce stress and improve hormonal balance. Mindfulness and relaxation techniques have also been shown to positively impact mental health and alleviate some symptoms of hormonal changes. Herbal supplements. Some herbs and supplements, such as black cohosh, red clover, and evening primrose oil, are often used to alleviate menopausal symptoms. However, again, effectiveness and safety of these supplements can vary, and it doesn't work with everybody. And then finally, we have acupuncture. Some studies suggest that acupuncture can help relieve some menopausal symptoms by promoting natural healing and balancing the body's energy. I happen to love, and I didn't put it in here because it's not peer-reviewed backed. This is my own opinion. I love using energy methods to work with hormonal flux, and that's energy healing, me working with your energy. And it's also the use of flower essences that also works with your energy to balance and smooth out your hormonal edges. Now, adapting to hormonal changes involves understanding the scientific basis of these fluctuations and exploring various options, from bioidentical hormones to holistic lifestyle changes. By incorporating these strategies, women can find personalized paths to manage their hormonal health, ensuring a journey through these natural transitions with some sort of grace and well-being. Now, keep in mind, every woman's experience with hormonal changes is unique. It's essential to listen to your body and seek guidance from healthcare professionals to navigate these changes in a way that best suits your individual health needs. There is no such thing as one size fits all. So here we are at the end. Thank you for joining me here on this episode of Sexual Wellness for Women. If you found the information valuable and enjoyed the topic, please take a moment to rate and review the episode. Your feedback helps me reach more people and spread the message of sexual wellness. Remember, the more listeners we have, and if I can say listeners, the more people I can help have their aha moments regarding their sexual well-being. So please, share this podcast with your friends, family, and anyone who can benefit from these discussions. And speaking of helping others, remember to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok for who knows how long, thanks to the U.S. government, where I share even more tips, tricks, and inspiration on these platforms to support you in your journey towards sexual wellness. Lastly, I want to remind you, you are a wonderful sexual being. Embrace your uniqueness, care for yourself, and prioritize your sexual well-being. Remember, pleasure and fulfillment are your birthright. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I hope you have a passionate week ahead. I'll catch you next time for more empowering topics on sexual wellness for women.